The Indians and the Astros at Minute Maid Park Saturday. Mike Clevinger and all that luxurious hair takes the mound for Cleveland. His opposition was Mike Fiers. Let's pick it up top four. Fiers in a 1-0 hole. Lonnie Chisenhall digs in, looking to make that deficit a little bit deeper.
Fiers in the windup. Here's the leg kick. The 2-0 delivery is popped into right center field. Backing up is Springer, looking up. He's at the track, and it's gone. 2-0 fastball, and Fiers has given up his 17th home run of the season. It's a 2-0 lead for the Indians.
17 home runs, leads the majors. Chisenhall homering for the second straight day.
And that time he wails away. Fifth strikeout for Clevinger.
He does not want to make Edwin an everyday DH, so you should see him out there more as we go forward.
Well, Jose Altuve made to look back. Struck him out with a breaking ball. He didn't have to bounce it. And that's number 7 for Clevinger.
Well, again, you're going to look at the sequence here. Slider, bounce one. There it is, slider away. Been a 20-mile-an-hour variance between the pitches, and what a sequence that was.
Wow, he chased that ball down in the dirt. Strikeout, trying to steal on the challenge by Terry Francona. Altuve 0-for-2 today, has grounded out, struck out. And Mike Clevinger will start the inning with Brian Shaw warming up in the bullpen behind him. First ball swinging, first hit of the game for Houston. And Altuve turns and holds with a leadoff single.
Yeah, after Clevinger got ahead of him 0-2 in the last at bat, I had a pretty good feeling he was going to get after that first.
Really well pitched. Santana trying to plug the gap deep left center. It will hit off the wall. Brantley flying around third. They're going to wave him home. Correa comes up. No throw. And a 2-out RBI double.
It was a rare quiet day for the offense as the Astros were without a hit through 6 innings and could not dent the scoreboard against the Indians in a 3-0 setback. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
Well, they're good, and so are we. And I think these games have been close to where some small advantages one way or the other have really flipped the games. I mean, I obviously for them, you know, they swung the bats pretty well the last couple nights. So that combined, when once they have the lead, they are really tough. You know, they play pretty good defense. They got a good bullpen that puts a lot of anxiousness and pressure on the middle part of the game. When you start losing that lead a little bit, they tack on runs. So, you know, the Indians are a good team. So, and so are we. And I think these games have proven that some small victories either way within the game can be a big difference.
It seemed like Mike had a really decent start. I mean, singles, one home run, but he had a single coming off the roof.
He had to do a lot. I was proud of how he continued to get through his outing because of the way the game started, and a couple seeing eye hits through some holes, and then in the second inning, the ball off the roof, which is not normal that for it to fall fair, which is the ground rule. He obviously had the ball, the Reddick threw the ball and sort of saved that inning from being a little bit bigger. But solo homer to Chisenhall, which, you know, obviously comes on a pitch he'll be frustrated about. But all in all, it finished really strong. And so to be able to corral his emotions, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. He's trying to make up for lost time that things haven't gone his way. I thought he pitched, you know, a pretty good game.
Kevin, this is the reigning AL champs and the team that you might see down the road. Do you put any more stock in this than a normal May meeting, or is it?
Not really. I mean, I think both these teams are pretty good. I mean, obviously it's they've been a tough matchup for us, and some of their guys, you know, you spend so much time controlling certain parts of their order, and then you realize similar to ours, you know, the bottom of the half of the order can really get you too. I mean, Chisenhall's had a really good series thus far, so you can't forget about the guys at the bottom either. So I think these teams are very good. I think when either team gets the lead, there's a sense of pressure that the end of the game's coming. So putting stock into I think all these games, we show up every day trying to win these games, and I certainly would rather win them than lose them. But I don't think there's really any sort of messaging to go into May series.
Carlos Correa was one of the many Astro bats who looked helpless against Indians pitching, going 0-for-2 with a walk. The Houston shortstop shared his thoughts after the game.
He was dotting the ball down and away. You know, his fastball was consistent. It was there. He was using the slider behind the count pretty well. And he was throwing strikes, you know. He did a great job. So sometimes you got to give credit to a pitcher. I think tonight, today was one of those days. What do you mean?
They hadn't been playing too well when they came in here.
Oh, they've been playing really well against us. Oh, yeah. So their pitching has been doing a great job. You know, tomorrow we got to make an adjustment and be able to win the last game of the series.
Mike Fiers had one of his better outings of the season, but took a tough luck loss despite giving up just 2 runs, 1 earned through 6 innings of work. Fiers spoke about his outing after a 3-0 loss to the Indians.
Great, made good pitches. I think, you know, challenged the guys in the zone. You know, pitched more to contact and just try to keep them off balance. I mean, good lineup over there, so you got to really make your pitches and not give up. You saw first pitch of the game, Kipnis tried to get me, and then first pitch of the second, Ramirez tried to get me, but just making pitches and spotting the ball well no matter what the count is, and just not trying to think that they're just going to take a strike. And but overall, I felt great, and I like that we lost. I mean, you got to give credit to the, you know, their guy pitching well, but we'll be back tomorrow.
Seems like
it's frustrating every time, you know, no matter when you, you know, if you lose, it's frustrating because you want to win every game. There's a couple things here, you know, a couple, you know, shift hits and then, you know, the one off the ceiling and then just, you know, weird stuff happening. But I'm just able to, you know, limit the damage and give our team a, you know, chance to win. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to pull out those games that, you know, we, you know, 3 runs, I think this team usually scores more than that. So, just trying to keep it close. And, you know, today, they played very well. Their Clevinger threw him well. And just got to come back tomorrow and after.
Joe Musgrove takes the mound on Sunday as he squares off with Danny Salazar.